This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia are expected to speak by phone Tuesday, a day after a heated exchange between United Nations representatives from the two countries during UN Security Council meeting regarding allegations Russia is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, allegations Russia denies. Tuesday's diplomatic efforts to address the crisis also include a trip by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. The West is demanding that Russia pull its troops and weapons from the Ukraine border, while Moscow is pushing for NATO to curtail its operations in Eastern and Central Europe. Russia also insists the Western Defensive Alliance reject Ukraine's membership, a bid the United States calls a non-starter. According to U.S. and Ukrainian estimates, Russia has amassed about 127,000 troops along its border with Ukraine, including in Belarus and in occupied Crimea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov held face-to-face talks January 21st in Geneva, and since then the two sides have exchanged written responses in an effort to try to make their positions clear. The streets of major cities across Myanmar are empty Tuesday as residents heed a call to observe a silent strike to mark the one-year anniversary of the military's overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government. Activists are urging residents across the country to stay home and for their businesses to shut their doors in protest of the coup. Junta leaders had threatened to seize businesses and arrest anyone who shares any information about the strike. Associated Press reports at least 58 people across Myanmar have been arrested since last week, posting to social media that shops and businesses stay closed Tuesday. The military seized power February 1, 2021, detaining Suu Kyi, the de facto head of the civilian government, and other high-ranking officials. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities have sent security reinforcements to three states after armed groups killed scores of people there in recent days. Nigerian police say the gangs targeted civilians and security personnel in Nigeria's northwest and central states of Niger, Katsina, and Kaduna. Security analysts say the attacks underscore authorities' failure to stem the violence in the regions. The attacks last weekend were some of the deadliest seen in northern Nigeria over the past year. Authorities say the gangs killed 12 people in Katsina, 11 in Niger, and 11 in Kaduna State. Some of the victims were burned alive as the attackers descended on communities, setting fire to houses. Niger State authorities say security personnel were among those killed when gunmen overran a security base in Shororo local government area. Authorities have deployed heavily armed security reinforcements to the Kaduna and Katsina States. No arrests in connection with the attacks have been announced. Meanwhile, Katsina State Police spokesperson Gambo Isaya said Tuesday an undetermined number of people were also kidnapped in a separate attack in the state. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, are asking residents within a one-mile area of a fire at a fertilizer plant there to evacuate due to the possibility of a large explosion. Local television reports say the fire started late Monday at the Weaver Fertilizer Plant, where city officials had confirmed small explosions. Firefighters there say there is a potential for a large explosion of ammonium nitrate, a main fertilizer component. Winston-Salem Fire Chief Trey Mayo said the fire crews abandoned the firefighting operation because of a large volume of the chemical compound at the site. He said firefighters could not flow enough water to be reasonably certain they could keep the ammonium nitrate cool enough to prevent a detonation. The cause of the fire is unknown. Crowds gathered Tuesday at one of Hong Kong's popular temples, the Mon Mo Temple, offering prayers for the Year of the Tiger on the first day of the Lunar New Year amid ongoing COVID-19 concerns. Due to the fifth wave of the pandemic, only smaller temples remained open to worshippers in the first 3 days of the Lunar New Year. Hong Kong has seen a surge in COVID-19 cases in January. Leader Carrie Hamm and health officials had urged the public to avoid large gatherings to prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. In Australia, as elsewhere in Asia, people prepared for scaled-back celebrations as increasing vaccination rates raised hopes that the Year of the Tiger might bring back closer to normal life. Each year in the Lunar New Year is named after one of the 12 signs of the Chinese zodiac in a repeating cycle. The Year of the Tiger follows the Year of the Ox. For more information on this story and other stories we're covering at VOA, go to our website at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.